Stephen J. Cannell is with us. I'm Paula Gordon, Bill Russell, and I'm delighted to have another chance to talk with you. You know, I think of myself as a slow learner sometimes. It just occurred to me in the course of this conversation that when I'm reading your books, thinking, how does he know this stuff? I mean, he must hang out with gangsters and bad guys and cops. It seems like virtually everything that you've done over 30 or 40 years of my knowing about your work as a consumer has to do with law enforcement. What is it with you and law enforcement?
Well, you know, some of the great dramas ever written historically were about law enforcement. And I start with Hamlet, about a murder. You know, it is great because, you know, it is a life or death issue. Law enforcement tends to be. Life and death issues are intensely dramatic and just at their core. And one of the things I like about law enforcement is I can go anywhere. You know, I can tell a story in Colombia. I can tell a story in Mayacao, this little town I take you up into, with this lawless town up in the desert.
Ugly place.
And
that's a law enforcement issue, a lawless town.
It was definitely, this is a law enforcement novel. But I can go there, or I can deal with a murder in Beverly Hills. I can deal with, you know, any area of our society I can go to in a law enforcement venue. So that gives me tremendous flexibility to attack different issues and different things that I'm interested in. You know, I'm not a romance novelist. I'm not a...
But there's lots of romance and lots of sex.
Yeah, I do that. I'm not a historical novelist, although I might be talked into doing a historical novel at some point, because I think it would be fun. But I really do like this field, and I like emerging science as an area in the same way that maybe Michael Crichton does. It's not in this book, but in two of my novels, I've done that.
And it does give you a look at both the side of light and the side of darkness, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You also, it seems there's a, you know, the interest in this also, it's not just life and death, it's the issue of justice, which, you know, from either side, the fact that that bad things happen to good people, but also good things happen to bad people, I think is an ongoing issue, and that's at the heart of what you're writing about, isn't it?
Yes, and their morality plays. And I'm always, drawn to a morality play. But morality plays have gone out of fashion in television and in literature. We're finding more and more shades of gray, which is very interesting, I think, to write shades of gray. We now have the hero who has an alcohol and drug problem. We have you're getting more and more of this in drama. We're not seeing just one side of it. The flaws are as important as the strengths. But you can still, and I think that's great because it gives you more, you know, Shane was a very heroic character, and Jack Palance was as dark and black in that movie as he could be, you know, and it was a morality play about good and evil. You can still write that story, but with Shane having a lot of Achilles heels, a lot of things that
as you did,
as I have, and
Shane also being the name of the character,
being the name of my character. So he has weaknesses. And another thing that I wanted to do in this book, which I really enjoyed doing, and I've never done it before in 35 years of writing, and that was that generally your hero is sort of in charge. And in this book, Jody Dean, who is Shane's best friend, is in charge.
The bad guy.
He's the bad guy, and he's like a big brother to Shane. Shane looks up to him, and Jody has this ability almost to understand what Shane is thinking, can almost finish his sentences, can almost get into his head, can tell him what he's going to say before he's going to say it. It's almost as if he has a window to Shane's soul. And Jody has charisma unlike any person Shane's ever met before. Everybody responds to Jody. Everybody thinks Jody is the best. Everybody wants to be Jody's friend, including Shane. And now when he realizes that this guy has lied to him, that this guy has abused their friendship, has, you know, and he becomes angry. And at a certain point early in the book, he says, I'm gonna get you. I am going to pull you. You know, and he realizes this guy's a bad guy. you know, but he still can't help it. He still looks at him as a big brother. And to write a hero who is looking up at the adversary and thinking, this was my best friend, this was the guy I most wanted to be like, you know, and yet has to find the strength to pull him down, that I found a really interesting and different thing. And I'd never written that before in 35 years. And I knew that I was going to do that before I ever started the novel. I knew I was going to write that relationship. And it was quite challenging and fun to do.
There's a simpatico in that. You mentioned earlier law enforcement as being, I don't think adrenaline junkies was your word, but the role of adrenaline in law enforcement. And it reminds me that most of the people I know in the motion picture business and television business are also adrenaline junkies. And I would think that part of the connection that you have had over the years, particularly as you've worked in that genre, is just a natural psychic simpatico with the people whose stories you're telling.
Well, I do like them, you know. I mean, I have a lot of friends in law enforcement, and I do like them, and I respect them. I mean, I don't know that I would put myself on the line that way that some of them do. And, you know, I've ridden in the back of squad cars, and I've gotten Code 3 calls, and I've been in shots fired situations, and I witnessed a killing from across the street where a guy was basically shooting at police cars, and I was the first unit on the scene. I was in the back seat of the car, and I was hiding behind a station wagon with glass windows being shot out of the station wagon, and I remember what that felt like, you know, and it was not a fun experience. And these guys put themselves in that situation, or potentially put themselves in that situation every day. So, you know, now admittedly, some of them really get off on it, and so there's a, you know, there's a kind of a fine line between that and somebody who, you know, does it, fears for his life, but at the same time is willing to risk his life in order to save others. And I find that to be a very heroic thing that we don't find much of in our society. And so, yeah, in the best circumstances, police officers can just be incredible.
Stephen J. Cannell, come back soon, come back often. It's a pleasure to see you again.
I will be here anytime you want, Paula.
It was our pleasure being with Mr. Cannell. We thank him for his enthusiasm for the truth, as well as his understanding of the importance of entertainment in today's world. His novel, The Viking Funeral, is, as he hoped, a terrific read. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.